morning. Brace yourself for pollution. It's not just the oncoming Diwali, winter, and the elections in the state and the nation that will rise the pollution levels across, but even your gut has microplastics now. Well, not a big fan of Smriti Irani, but the controversy over her statement seemed misplaced and taken out of context. Not that she didn't say, "Would you carry a pad soaked in menstrual bag to your friend's house?" Yes, she did say that, but the Yale short course educated minister had said that in reference to the woman activist who had taken the blood-soaked pad to the temple. Well, it is 24th October 2018 and there are bigger things to worry than what Smriti Irani says, acts and thinks, especially if you take Ola and Uber to work. Well, no respite on the strike there, and there will be no respite this Diwali as well, despite Supreme Court saying don't burn ladies and only burn green firecrackers. What are green firecrackers? Well, the Supreme Court yesterday permitted the sale and manufacture of only low-emission green firecrackers countrywide and fixed a two-hour time period from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. for bursting them on Diwali and other festivals. But both manufacturers and the police officers have expressed reservations regarding the implementation of the order. While the manufacturer said there was no such thing as green firecracker, police officers in Delhi said they do not have any equipment to measure the decibel levels of the firecrackers or the smoke they emit. But the cracker of the story isn't that there is a war between number 1 and number 2 in CBI, but before that, like we asked yesterday, we'll do today as well, who is the minister in charge of CBI? And the buck will stop right there. Well, the Department of Personnel and Training, or the DOPT, yesterday sent CBI Director Alok Verma and Special Director Rakesh Asthana on leave. Joint Director M. Nageshwar Rao has been appointed the interim director. Well, yesterday it was the CBI which stripped itself before a court, revealing, and we quote, "an extortion racket being run in the garb of investigation," unquote, and slapping on one of its own officers multiple charges which are usually reserved for thugs. What are these charges? Which is Section 384 of the IPC, which is punishment for extortion. Section 388, extortion by threat of accusation of an offence punishable with death or imprisonment for life. Section 389, threatening a person with accusation of an offence in order to commit extortion. Section 468, which is forgery for cheating. And Section 471, using as genuine a forged document or electronic record. Well, I really liked how the Telegraph has put it today, so we quote out of it. "It was a milestone moment. Not only were the worst fears about India's premier investigative agency, which was so far confined to whispers, being aired on record, but the dirtiest chapter in the agency's history was being written under the nose of a prime minister who had stormed to power 4 years ago on the pledge of cleaning the dung-caked stables," unquote. Well, in some other news from the country, Bengaluru's ill-reputed dug-up footpaths are in the news again, this time for a hilarious reason. Well, a video from the city, which has now gone viral, shows women performing a piece of Bharatanatyam while trying to navigate through the streets of Malleshwaram. And in an ideal world, the state and religion should be at an arm's length, especially the President of India, but then this is New India. President Ram Nath Kovind will inaugurate a four-day brainstorming session of Arya Samaj delegates from over 32 countries, including Pakistan and Bangladesh, in New Delhi on Thursday. While growing caste conflicts among Hindus will be one of the key issues discussed, and he's not going to be alone there, several senior ministers, governors and chief ministers will take part in the event, which will have Home Minister Rajnath Singh as chief guest during the closing ceremony on 28th October. Or should the President of India be inaugurating what is clearly a religious session and has nothing to do with the state and the republic? Or someone send him the Indian Constitution, please. But moving from India to our neighbourhood, and no, it's not Pakistan, but Sri Lanka, that should be a concern for India. Well, Sri Lankan police on Tuesday won permission from a court to ask Chinese phone manufacturer Huawei to help recover data from a phone used by a police informant who has alleged a plot to kill President Sirisena. A man named as M. Thomas from Kerala was arrested in Sri Lanka on the 22nd September on suspicion of involvement in the plot. The alleged plot briefly threatened to cause tension between Sri Lanka and India after media reports that Sirisena had accused India's intelligence services of involvement, a claim New Delhi and Colombo have both denied. We're talking about assassinations. We head to the one steering the stinking ship of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman. While the United States has said it was revoking visas of Saudi officials involved in the brutal murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in its first major action against a longtime ally as global outrage escalated. The visa curbs came as Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said Khashoggi's killing inside the Saudi's Istanbul consulate had been meticulously planned in a speech that overshadowed a long-planned investment forum in Riyadh. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said the Saudis had a very bad original concept in killing the 59-year-old Saudi insider-turned-critic and, quote, it was carried out poorly and the cover-up was one of the worst in the history of cover-ups. This is what Trump said, and as sacrilege as it sounds, we agree with Trump on this. Well, if Trump was trying to be smart, it was Putin who was having a laugh at the expense of Washington. While the Russian President Vladimir Putin poked fun at the official seal of the United States while hosting US President Donald Trump's national security advisor, saying he wondered if the American eagle had plucked all the olives from the branch in its talon. Quote, I have a question. Has your eagle picked all the olives and only arrows are left? Putin asked with a laugh. The Russian leader then referred to the Great Seal of the United States, which includes a bald eagle holding a bundle of 13 arrows in one talon and an olive branch with 13 olives in the other. Well, the Russian leader further demonstrated his knowledge of US symbols, citing the motto written on the scroll the eagle holds in its beak, out of many, one, as reflecting the need to find common grounds despite various viewpoints. But Putin and Bolton laughed as they exchanged on the quips at the start of the meeting, setting an easy tone ahead of what was expected to be a tense discussion, given Trump's weakened statement about abandoning the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. And on to the actual fun of life called football. Dybala's early goal gave Juventus a deserved win over Manchester United as they outclassed Jose Mourinho's pedestrian hosts, is how Guardian puts it. David Silva inspires Manchester City to brush aside Shakhtar Donetsk 3-0 and was Real Madrid just edged past Victoria Plans 2-1 with help from Benzema and Marcelo, but time is short for Julen Lopetegui. And time is short for us as well, and that is where we will break for today. We will be back tomorrow with more stories of pollution everywhere and not yet to be the results from the games tonight. Breathe at your own risk and goodbye from takepart.com.